Hey, boy toy, hold still. Always a cute reaction, Lishka. I missed you. Isn't that enough? Your favorite Snezhnayan pal, appearing when you least expect it. I did say last time I'd make you mine. Of course, I have to follow through with that. I am a Fatui Harbinger, after all. And most importantly, I've become increasingly aware of you. Your strength, your unique way of drawing the power out of people, as well as your unending, how to say, infatuation with me. You can't get your eyes off of me, can you? Good. I like that side of you. Because the feeling's mutual. Even as I back you against the wall, you're baring your fangs to me. How interesting. You would fight even if you knew you would lose. You're just like me. Sometimes you just have to take that fight. You have to go until you can't anymore. Put everything on the line. You and I, we have unfinished business. I'll start by taking your lips. I claim them. Lishka, you must be careful. If you're not, you may find yourself in just a bit of trouble. After all, your allies don't exactly approve of me. Not that that's ever stopped me before. Truthfully, I don't care if everyone in the world thinks of me as nothing more than a villain. I would gladly be that villain too, if I could make you smile and accomplish my goals, of course. You see, there are many who expect a lot from me, not least of all my family. But you, you're different. I want to make you my family. In a different way, of course. In a way where I may shove you down and do with you as I please. I want you to accept your fate. Of course, I didn't expect you to go down without a fight. So, I figure we can bet everything on the line. You and I. Everything left right here. A battle of sexual combat. You and I shall determine with everything on the line. Nervous? Of course not. I'm excited. I can't wait to have you as my own. The first order of business will be... Well, I can't speak too overconfidently. You are my match, after all. So, the trick, and what you might ask, why I'm so confident is, even if I lose, which I might add, I definitely won't, then I'm afraid you've got me. See what I mean? There is no lose situation here for either of us. You do trust me, don't you? Say my name. You know it. It's Ajax. But if you want to call me something else, then by all means. Good. So you agree? You'll take me on this challenge. Is that slight fluster a good or bad sign? I'm no expert when it comes to duels of this sort, but I hope you'll be patient enough to give me a chance to try things out. Things that I've been wanting to try for a long, long time. God, you look like you're ready. Maliska, show me what you've got. I always wanted this kind of love. So, if you actually wish to defeat me, you're going to have to try your absolute best. I'm afraid nothing less will do if you want to crack this rock-hard heart. Oh, so that's how you see me. Not as the fearless, heartless Fatui Harbinger, but as the friend. Or maybe as the lover. A forbidden love. Bonds formed beyond that of mere reason. Words are cheap. Actions. Now that's what I stand by. I'll admit that you put up a good fight. Not gonna lie, comrade. You make me feel it. Quite a lot. Quite a lot. Luckily, it looks like I'm not the only one, comrade. You seem to be heating up. I can tell. I'm very sensitive to warmth, contrary to what people believe. But my knee that slipped between your thighs, I can feel the heat that's budding down here. It's as if you're caught in something more than just a guess. Shall I poke and prod? I think I will, since this war, this battle, no matter what, I won't let you go. You'll be mine, comrade. You'll be mine, and you'll want to be, because I'm a proud Fatui Harbinger, at least for now. And I will use everything at my disposal to make you mine. Truth be told, I never said I would use noble means to seduce you. I will do anything to win this battle. Just be careful, comrade, that I don't hurt you if I borrow Foul Legacy's power. It seems irresponsible in hindsight, but I can't back down. And winning against you matters as much to me as filling my duty as what's needed. In fact, it's even more, comrade. Winning this battle, claiming you. Now that's something worth sacrificing everything for. Does it make me crazy? I wonder about that. Because if I'm crazy, then what does it make you, who's still firmly in my arms, squirming so innocently, yet your hands tell a different story, don't they, comrade? Truth be told, when you're sloppy looking like that, you're attractive in a completely different way than your majestic acts on the battlefield. But both sides of you, I would like to get to know a little bit better. So, instead of crossing swords, I'd like to taste you. I mean that in the most literal way. You can choose how you interpret it. Of course, the actions will come true that we're destined to. Right now, I will have a taste of your most precious place. I will kiss you like a fond lover right between these thighs. As though it were my first. Impressive, comrade. Your virility. And quite frankly, how hard you are down here. It's quite having that effect on me, as you can no doubt see, with your eyes that have been drifting downward. Am I to take that as an invitation to show you my cock? Come now, comrade. Surely you want to see everything. This isn't the place for shy resolve. though I find yours to be incredibly resolute, as well as quite unimaginably adorable. Good. I like that side to you, boyo. Though, if you never attack, you'll never know if you can win or not. Come on, show me something truly magnificent. I wasn't necessarily talking about you grabbing me there, but I'm certainly not complaining. What a interesting attack. Both of us taking the offensive at once. Having our hands down each other's garments. Comrade, you're more fearsome of an opponent than I thought. That shyness melted away, and now you're showing me something even more impressive. The way your touch is like electricity. Could that be because you've changed your element, or something else? I can feel it. Can you, comrade? Good. It wouldn't be fair if my assaults on you weren't making you at least a little more turned on. I'd feel shame, as a Fatui harbinger, and as someone who professed his love to you last time. As someone who wasted no time in trying to make you feel you're doing just as good of a job. I see. You've made me leak out some free, and you're playing with it. How unbearably cute, comrade. Cute like my moans. You're bold to say that, but I won't let you have the last laugh. This is a battle, after all, with everything on the line. I couldn't call myself a proud Fatui warrior, let alone if I didn't put up a fight. Look at you. You're just as bad as me. Do you see these fingers? Disappearing and reappearing that much more sloppy. I think you're having an effect on me. A deep-seated effect on me. You're fearsome, comrade. At this rate, I can't see either of us lasting very long until something's got to give. I'll make you come first. I must. Comrade, just give it up already. I've bound to win over you. Who would have thought? Interesting. Both of us coming, not even waiting until we're out of our clothes. It suits us, doesn't it? This desire, this wanton lust, but most of all, this unwillingness to give up halfway. So, shall we test our mettle once more? I'm sure you can appreciate the amount of intensity of going right to it. Good. I'll make sure you don't forget me, comrade. Oh. Look at me, comrade.
I'm serious. Even though I'm about to enter you, it's still something I take very serious.
Believe it or not, I
thought about this, dreamed about it. If I said the fight was just an excuse to get you in my arms, facing me in this sexual combat, would you believe me, my comrade? Can you feel my hips popping through and through with my cock? I wasted no time in delivering the best I've got deep inside you. I want you to feel each thrust. I want you to savor it. That's right. You will savor every single thrust just for me, won't you? Yes, you're so tight inside. Good. But also, it's damn hard to resist giving in to you. But I couldn't call myself a man if I didn't give it my best. So if you beat me, then so be it. But I'm leaving everything in your arms. Everything I've got. Come on, comrade. Show me exactly what you can do. That's it. Good. But also, almost too much for me. If you want to take the offensive, then be my guest. After all, comrade, it's like I said, win or lose, I go without regret. Facing you was worth every single second. And right now, I can't help but let the fluster and feelings out. I want you. I want you, comrade. I know. It's a side to me you haven't often seen, but I am but a man, hopelessly in love with you, and the feeling of you, and this sexual combat with you, and this obsession with making you moan and making you scream my name. But perhaps it would be me who ends up screaming yours. Did I make a misjudgment? Comrade, not so rough. I can't. Comrade, I... Damn. Well, I suppose my fate couldn't be in better hands. But as for right now, all I could ask from you is that you don't break your promise. Stay with me. Do with me what you please. But while I may be a loser on this day, you are still my comrade, and I do not intend to disappoint. Now, about that mess I just made inside of you, what are we going to do about that? You know me and family values, so... You seem interested. Of course, what I mean is, We'll have to try a bunch more times. Until I fill you up for good. Until you get so addicted to it that you never want to let go. I think I'll stay like this inside you. Deal? You're fun like this. After you finally did come after me, I can't help but be satisfied only by that look. That glorious look on your face. I love it. And truth be told, I want more.